Okay, so we share Ashirim Aleph Yud Gimel. Sroyer Hamoyer Doidili, my beloved is to me like a bundle of more, some type of spices, fragrance. Bein Shodayolin, between my Shodayim, he lies. Okay, what that means, we'll see. I don't have no idea. Sroyer Hamoyer Doidili. Doidi Naseli. My Doidi has become to me, Kemishi Eshlo Tsror Hamor Bechekoi. The city has a bundle of this. I guess it's a fragrant thing in his lap, in his cheik. And he says to him, I don't know what that is.
Omar Lee, no?
For Omar Loy, it says.
I have Lee.
It makes much more sense. Here it says for Omar Loy.
He extended the yod.
Wow. Wow, that's it. You also got one.
Well, he has the same as you.
You have the same thing I have.
He has the same as me. So it's no good rise.
So it's the Omar Lee. Okay, I'll put the Lee here, the question mark.
It's Machoikis and the Gear Cells.
Omar Lee, Arei Luchot Sror Zeh. He says, take this bundle, Sheiten Reach Toiv, which gives off a fragrant aroma, whatever. Min Harishon Sheibadetor. More than the first one that you lost.
Wow.
Okay, so the Chosin is saying he gave her something, right? Sror Hamor, he gave her something, and she lost it. And now I'm giving you, I'm giving you something with even more fragrance. Yosef in Harishisha Ibadato. Kach, and now, so that's the Moshel. What's the name? Kach HaKodesh Boruch Hu. Nisratzel Yisroel Al Maiseh HaEgel. He was. He became appeased to Klal Yisrael for what they did with the Egel. And he gave them an opportunity for a kapora, which is v'omar. His nadvul mishkon, bring the dovers to the mishkon. The yovoi zahav hamishkon, v'chaper al zahav ha'egel. So the zahav hamishkon, you're bringing now all this the zohav to the mishkon. That's going to be a kapora for the zohav that you brought for the egel.
What was the original reach?
What? No, wait a second. Before you even ask a question, let's have a tentative comparison between the moshel and the nimshel. What? The moshel is, I gave you this fragrant, this beautiful reach previously. You lost it.
There you go.
And now I'm giving you another one.
All right?
What? And now I'm giving you another one, which is even even more fragrant. Okay. So how is that fit here? What happened? What's comparable?
Well, the ego ruined the whatever good thing we received.
The ego is compared to the losing of the fragrance.
And
all right. So I lost. I gave you this Sror Hamor, whatever that very special thing was, and you lost it. That was so. In other words, I gave you at Har Sinai.
Yeah.
So let's go slowly. What does the Sror Hamor represent? When you give, you bring flowers to your wife. Let's call it flowers. We don't bring spices today. Maybe
we call perfume.
In Middle Eastern culture, they brought spices.
We call perfume. Know.
What?
It's called perfume.
Perfume. Oh, you bring perfume. Very good. Okay.
That's
you bring perfume.
Right?
Okay. Listen carefully.
Not sure if you're
listen carefully.
Oh, correct.
You bring perfume to your wife. Okay. And that's a sign. Hello. That's a sign of love. That's a it's a gift. Perfume is a more intimate kind of a thing, so to represent something very special. Okay, so you bring this perfume to your wife, and she loses it. That's not nice. You get it, a special thing. Chanel 5, I don't know, that's the only name I know. That's the only name I remember.
So
he gets a lot of money, he spends, maybe he goes to the duty-free shop on the way to Israel or something, and he gets this expensive perfume, he gets it to her, and where's the perfume? Oh, I lost it. It's very insulting. It's like a slap in the face. Okay, so I gave you this, so what does he do? So what does he do? He says, I'm going to give you a better one. That in itself is an amazing expression of love. You lost this special gift here, and it wasn't stamped. The perfume represented, I love you. Hello, the perfume represented, I love you. This is my expression of my love for you. And what did you do? You mazalzed it. You lost it. And what do? I go give you something that's even more of an expression of love. that's.
What did he give the second time?
So I guess more expensive perfume. What's more than Chanel 5?
The second L 6.5.
We're talking about the Lujos over here?
Okay, what?
Is it the Lujos?
Huh?
The Lujos?
No. Let's see what. No, why should we give a Marshal? Rashi tells us what the Marshal is. Let's what the Nimshal is. Let's just. But I just want to say the Marshal, the setup, the Marshal is I expressed a deep level of, a serious level of love to you, and you were mezalzel in that love by losing it. And what do? I give you even more.
Does this continue from the previous pasuk, or is it like every pasuk's a new?
No. Usually it's continue, but it doesn't have to be completely in line. This is connected. Yeah, it is connected. Because over there we were talking about you did all this good for me, and
while we were nasan rech, which is a bad thing.
So now he goes, I guess, a
does
step
he not
further.
Care that he Six, loses it?
What?
Did he not care?
He cares, but it doesn't affect his love. That's in the moshul. We'll get to the moshul in a moment. In the moshul, it seems that the fact that you were mezalzel in me by taking the expression of that special relationship that I have with you and losing it, which means when you lose it, it means it's not precious to you. If something was precious to you, I just told over to a guy trying to get him out of bed this morning because I gave him something. He said he couldn't tell time, so I gave him a watch. I gave him a gift of a watch. So, and he didn't have it on, so I thought he lost it. So I told him like this. There's a famous miser with the Chassan Sofer. Yeah. It was one of Sayyidina Yisrael told the emperor, the Austrian emperor, that he should invite him on Shabbos to the palace and give him a cigar. This Rosha knew that he wouldn't smoke it. So he gives him a cigar and he has to take it, he puts it in his pocket. So then the Rosha tells him, it looks like the king's cigars or the emperor's cigars are not good enough for him. You know, he doesn't smoke it. So he says, yeah, well, what's the matter? My cigars are not good enough for you? He says, a gift that the emperor gives me, I'm going to burn up in smoke? He says, I will cherish it for the rest of my life. A gift that's an expression of love, yeah? A gift, no, it's a brilliant answer. A gift that's an expression of love you cherish. I give you this expression of love, you lose it. What do I do? You know something? I love you so much, I'm going to give you something that's even a greater expression of love. And the question is, why greater? Why is it not enough? I give you another one just as good. Why do I have to give you better? I guess I have to
To reinforce love. What?
What?
The person is, previous to this, the person was neutral. You love them. So now, but now they think that there's a reason for you not to love them. So you have to do
it. So I have to communicate. No, I want, not only do I love you, do I still love you, but I want to communicate with you that you should know that I love you. And when I give you something more, it means like not only, but more is more mashma, that there's more. Am I showing, that's the question, am I showing more love or am I just doing more to show that I still have the same love?
I think you're clarifying how much you love.
What?
It's more of a clarification.
What is that?
You gave her the first time, that shows you really love her. And the second time you give it to her, even though she lost it, shows that it's okay. That I love you so much that it always was the same amount, but I just didn't need to express it.
So you're saying it's a thing in communication. I want to communicate to you that even though you are mezalzel in this love, I love you even more. I give you even more, which means I show you that, but it doesn't necessarily mean, because it would be a little strange. The same, but I'm communicating it to you. It does seem a little bit strange that I give you this gift, which is the expression of my love, and then you lose it, and what do? I say, oh, I love you even more. So that's not mistava like that.
Also,
right? So it's more mistava to say, in order to convince you that I still love you, I'm giving you something even beyond. So I'm not just replacing what I did. Okay, I gave it to you, I want to give it again, I want to make sure you have it. But I'm giving you more. I'm showing you that despite the fact that you took this precious gift that I gave you and you lost it, and which is like insulting to the relationship. No, you know what I do? I'm giving you something even more precious, so you should know that despite how you treated me, I still love you the same.
So that's the motion.
What?
How do you know it's not increasing? What's your?
It's not mistava. It's no riot. And it doesn't say, and it's not mistava increasing. Why? Because you lost it, so I'm gonna love you more. It's a pshat. I want to show you that I still love you. So let's see the motion. Let's see the nimshal. Let's see Rabbi say it's late. Let's see the nimshal. Okay. Kacha Kodesh Baruch Hu. One second. Kacha Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nisratze li Yisrael ha-maisegel. Hello? Nisratze li Yisrael ha-maisegel. Hello? What happened?
Nisratzo
hema maisa egel. So there's something happened before the egel. Kabbalah Satorah, right? The egel is the bad part, not the good part. So first, I showed you love. I gave you Kabbalah Satorah. That's the greatest expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael. Ava soilem beis Yisrael amcha ofto teiru mitzvahs chukim u'mishpotim ha'isoro limadito. That is, the expression of the love is he gave us the Torah. He's boicher ba'amo Yisrael be'avo. The brocha, the chasimo is oyeh ba'amo Yisrael. Avo rabo avtonu what's the Avorabo Avtonu? The giving us, the teaching us, the revealing to us, the Torah, and all of everything that it represents, this is the greatest expression of love. The expression, every time I love to say it, so forgive me, I've heard it many times. What the Torah says, the Loshon is, that we're supposed to be Mechav Nabirchas HaTorah, that Hashem Bochar Bonim Mikol HaAmim, Ve'heveyono Lahar Sinai, Ve'nosan Lonu Torah HaKadosha, Shehi Beis Chayenu, that's like the house of our lives, the basis of our lives, Kleichem Dosoi, the object of His desire, Shehoyo Mishtasheya bo b'chol yoyim. He used to be Mishtasheya in it, and seems no longer. Pashtus, because he gave it to Klal Yisrael. So he can't, if the Tachlis of Torah is be a Masik Shmaitz, a Liba the Hilchusa, he's finished. Why? Because the Bezin decides the halacha. And even a Basko will come and say that that's the wrong halacha. Eloi b'shamayim, ein mashkich b'basko. And it's mashma that way from the Gemara. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like a Melech Bosu Adam. Melech Bosu Adam, a person, a Bosu Adam. He sells something, so he says the Moicher, he says the Lekeach has it, and the Moicher is sad that he lost it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no. He gave it to Klal Yisrael, and he rejoices that Klal Yisrael has the Torah. But mashma from the comparison, like the Meicher lost it. In other words, he doesn't have it anymore. He doesn't have it. It's our Torah. It's not. He's so it's the greatest expression of love. Agav, just for the record, has nothing to do with this directly. The bracha birchas haTorah says Asher nosa v'nosan lono es terosoi. Then it says bracha to Hashem noisein haTorah. So here it's loshen ova, here it's loshen hoive. What's the difference? There it says he gave us the Torah. The only thing is he's constantly educating us and helping us to understand it. Like the Gemara says a moshul Gemara Nida haroitze sheyachkim yasuk b'chochma. If you want to be a chochem, you got to learn chochma. Frek the Gemara, Arbe also came below, also be Yodam. Many people who are Isaac b'chochma, they didn't become chochem. Good kasha. No.
What?
No. Chochma satira. El, you see from the Gemara, there's chochma satira. So it says, Elo, what should they do? They should, Yivakesh rachmi misha chochma shalot. They should be mispala for chochma. Frek the Gemara, im kein, so why was the answer that they should be Isaac b'chochma? Right? And Rashi says, very interesting, since it's toli barachamim, so why does it say yasuk b'chochma? So the word says you need both. It's a t'nai. Really, Torah is a gift min hashemayim, and the Gemara quotes the pasuk, ki Hashem yitein chochma mipiv das usvuno. He gives the chochma mipiv. So Rashi, the Gemara says, Moshe LeMelech, that he has his big suda, and for his closest people, he gives directly from his private stock. He gives from his mouth. He gives from his private table. He says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So it's the greatest expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael is the giving of the Torah. So here he expressed this great love, and that was like the last pasuk also. That was the connection. It said, he's still sitting, the Shekhinah, still sitting by Har Sinai, and they're dancing around the eagle. So he says, we did this terrible thing. We didn't just forget him. We didn't just lose. I guess that means we lost him. We lost it. It's just keilu without, we don't have it anymore. When you lose, we don't have it. All this love that he expressed at Har Sinai seemed to have been lost because we got involved with this eagle. Again, not to say that the eagle was of either Zora for them, but whatever it was some type of a toast that they were held responsible for. So he says, "Kacha Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nisratzel Yisrael Ma'isa Egel." In such a context, I just gave you the greatest expression of my love, and I'm still sitting here telling you how much I love you, and you're running and dancing around the egel. And what do? Umotzalehem kapora alavoyinom. And I make sure that you have a kapora. The Omar is nadvul mishkan. Bring gold to the mishkan. The avoy has zahav hamishkan. The gold that you bring to the mishkan. The chaper al zahavo egel. And that'll be a kapora al zahavo egel.
How's it better?
What?
How's that better?
How is it better?
If your wife lost the perfume, you tell her, okay, give me the necklace that I bought you.
What?
Give me the necklace and all the other jewelry I bought you.
Come on.
It's the same thing.
You sinned with the eagle. You lost me. You negated the love that was expressed at our Sinai. So now what do? I tell you, I give you something. We have to finish the pasuk. The question is, why is it more? That's
why,
the question.
Why is it kapara?
What?
Kapara is automatically more. You're getting back to where you started. It's much harder than the original giving.
A kapara is more because you're getting back where you started. Oh, very good. That's the way we learn pshat in the moshul also. We said the pshat in the moshul was that he said that we're just on the same level. In other words, the reason he gave more was just to let her know that he didn't give more because now I love you more because you sinned. No, I want you to know that nothing diminished. So when I give you something even more fragrant, I'm saying that nothing diminished. Here I'm saying like this, nothing diminished. I'm giving you now the opportunity.
I was asking that. I thought the gift is like this. Why is it a gift for Kaisal to give Hashem the mammon for the Mishkan? The gold and silver for the Mishkan?
No, because that's a kapora for them. He gives them the opportunity.
He's giving them the relationship with Hashem.
Yeah, he's giving them the opportunity to reinstate the relationship. You had this greatest relationship, so we can now reinstate the relationship.
How is giving away more gold make you do that?
What?
How is it?
That's a good question. How does that work? I gave you the goal. I'm giving you the goal for the Mishkan. I made an egel.
So, can I give you that? Because
you're getting a Mishkan from the goal that you.
I would say that's the expression of the love. The fact that I'm letting you do that, that's like giving you more.
I'm sorry, on this, Rebbe just wants
the whole thing in your physical goal.
Because these are broken up pieces in the. And it's like a long piece.
These pieces. This is. I don't want to see what's in between.
Why is it not Mida Kragan Mida? Just Sam, you sin with gold. And
you're
like, Mida Kragan Mida.
Okay.
They're doing a big mitzvah with gold.
No, but why am I doing. What am I showing more? The Teretz is what I'm doing is. No, I'm showing that I love you the same. How am I showing? I'm giving you the opportunity. So Teretz is giving you the opportunity to do tshuva and to rectify what I did. That's the expression of love. Giving you back.
What's wrong with that?
Right. That's right. No, that's good. You hear that voice? Listen like this. It's very good. I'm giving you back. I gave you back the Tzror HaMor. Okay? I gave you even better, so to show you that I still love you.
It's really you giving.
The opportunity to do tshuva. That's the biggest gift. Tshuva is the biggest gift in the world. It doesn't make any sense. The Chachomim, the Chochmah couldn't understand.
So if your wife loses something, the thing didn't understand. It's a whole Gemara. Let her apologize?
No, not let her apologize. Or whatever. Shipping it like that. I'm telling you, I love you so much that I am now giving you the ability to reinstate the relationship. By giving you the Tzror HaMor, I'm reaching out to you, I'm saying, I still love you. By giving you the opportunity to reinstate your part of the relationship, I'm expressing the fact that I still love you. So, I mean, it's...
What?
What
does it mean by giving the Tzror HaMor, I'm showing that my willingness to reinstate the relationship?
The Tzror HaMor was two times. I gave, that's what he says, I gave you and you lost it.
Oh, that's close to time.
That's what you lost it. The Mitzvah mother was two. I gave it, I gave you even better. So here the Pshat is two. So we said the better is not the Pshat that was necessarily better, but to show that the love is the same, I even give you something better. So, but it doesn't, it's not mashma and it's bichlal not mistava that I love you more because you sin. But I still love you the same thing. The love hasn't diminished. Here too. I expressed the greatest love to Klal Yisrael that Shaykh. You went and you just negated it by dancing around the eagle. Ad Shamelech Bim Siboy, the last pasuk says, I'm still sitting, the Shechina is still by Har Sinai, and you're going to make this eagle. So, but you know something? My love hasn't diminished. My love hasn't diminished because I'm now telling you, here's a Mishkan, you bring the gold, and that'll be Mechaper. So I'm giving you the opportunity for tshuva, which is the greatest, which is the ultimate expression that I still love you, and I want to keep that relationship going. So I mean, I think it's very important. One of the biggest nisyonos that we have is when we don't look at it, when we think that we're not worthy of Hashem's love. This is why it interferes with bitochon, because I'm always thinking Shema Gora Bachet, maybe I'm not worthy, maybe I'm not worthy. And when it comes to Hashem's love, it doesn't seem that worthiness is one of the conditions. That Hashem's love remains for Klal Yisrael. What we do, He just continues to give us opportunities to do tshuva. He continues to love us, and that's a very important. Let's see if we can just finish the pasuk. Bein shoda yolin. Let's see, just very careful. Even though I betrayed him, he said, you should be there in the Mishkan. Between the two Bade Ha'oron, between the Bade Ha'oron that carry the Oron, that's where I guess the Shechina resides. And
that's where
what? That's where the Shechina resides. But it's very interesting. Bein Shodayolin literally means that between the Shodayim. So in other words, it's a word of intimacy. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you betrayed my love, I give you the perfume or whatever that Sror Amor is even more to let you know I still love you. And Bein Shaddai Yolin, we remain in the same intimate connection that we had before you. You were Moyel, you lost my gift that I gave you. You were Moyel in the love that I showed you. And my love is as intimate with you as it was before. Bein Shaddai Yolin.
Who's lying and who?
What? No,
if
here
Hashem
it means
is in the,
Hashem
in
the is in the yeah. Hashem is bein the body or the shechina.
Is this true?
But over here in the marshal, bein shadayim is a physical thing between the breasts, between the shadayim. That's another way.
Is this
we're
also
we're
true
an intimate
by
embrace? That's the marshal. That's the way you have to think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael.
Is
what
this, is this true also by human to human relationships? That the more someone rebels, the more you have to communicate the love that you still have. The horror, right?
But sometimes, so, well, I don't
so
know.
If the love is still there, obviously, if, you
if the love is there, yeah.
There was more.
So the way to get it true, okay, that's it. Shkoyach, what's today? 1:15?
2020.
All right, Shkoyach.